This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
In our complex world, the cure can sometimes be as bad as the original problem. For example, you would think that if you had a fire in a data centre, it would make sense to deprive the fire of oxygen by flooding the room with an inert gas. But what if the noise of the escaping gas is loud enough to kill the spinning hard drive, potentially causing more damage than the fire? The very first spinning hard drives were introduced by IBM in 1956, and since then the improvements have been enormous. The capacity has jumped from under 4 megabytes to 10 terabytes, an improvement of 2.7 million to 1. Their volume has shrunk by a factor of 56,000, and the price per megabyte of data stored has plummeted by a factor of 300 million. The modern spinning hard drive has amazing microengineering inside. It's built at the scale of nanometers, where a nanometer is a billionth of a meter. A hard drive has a spinning disk which is covered with a very thin layer of material, just 15 nanometers thick, that can be repeatedly magnetized or demagnetized. A tiny magnetic head sweeps across the spinning disk from the center to the perimeter. And as it does so, it can read or write information. The magnetic head that does the reading and writing is about 10 nanometers thick and about 100 nanometers wide. That's about a 10,000th of a millimeter wide. It hovers above a disk that is spinning at up to 15,000 revolutions per minute and at a height of some 4 nanometers. It's held up by a tiny bubble of air. If that magnetic head were to actually touch the spinning disk, at that speed, it would spew up huge numbers of tiny particles and cause immediate catastrophic failure of the hard drive. There are about 10,000 parallel magnetic tracks in each millimeter of that spinning disk. If the head wanders off from the center of the magnetic track by more than 25 nanometers, it cannot read and write data associated with that track. Getting back to fires, the first known fire in a computer data center happened on July the 2nd, 1959, in a computer room operated by the United States Air Force inside the Pentagon. Very quickly, standards and procedures were brought into action to deal with a computer room fire. The trouble with using a water sprinkler system is that it can cause damage to the electronics. Today we have the so-called inert gas fire suppression system. The inert gas is usually a mixture of nitrogen, argon, and carbon dioxide. It's stored inside gas cylinders at pressures up to 300 times greater than atmospheric pressure. It floods into the fire zone and dilutes the oxygen level from around 20% to a bit above 10%. That lower level of oxygen won't support combustion, and so the fire goes out. Now, at first glance, putting out the fire with inert gas sounds like a good idea. Unfortunately, when the gas squirts out through the tiny nozzle, it can make a lot of noise. How much? Well, in some cases, as loud as a passenger jet taking off right next to you. Can a sound that loud affect a modern spinning hard drive? Yes. In fact, even just shouting at a spinning hard drive can very significantly drop its performance. This was discovered back in 2008 by Brendan Gregg, an Australian computer engineer, while he was working for the computer company Sun. It turns out that because of the microscopic tolerances inside the modern spinning hard drive, loud noises can stop them operating and even cause permanent failure. This is probably due to internal components vibrating. Fire extinguishing systems, causing hard drive failures, started appearing around 2009. there have been documented failures in Australia, France and Romania, where the noise of the fire suppression system killed hard drives in the data centres of big banks. Now, to put some numbers on it, 110 dB, about as loud as a petrol-driven chainsaw at 1 metre, will degrade the performance of most hard drives. Sounds louder than 130 dB, similar to a trumpet blast at half a metre, will stop a hard drive from delivering data. The cure is complex. The cylinders of inert gas are now being fitted with more nozzles, so there's less gas moving through each spout. The nozzles themselves are being shifted further away from the hard drives and are no longer aimed directly at them. The hard drive cabinets are being equipped with sound insulating doors. There's also a shift to the more expensive solid-state drives, which have no moving parts. Maybe there's a lesson in all of this. When you are frustrated, either by life in general or a stubborn computer, don't shout. Just quietly whistle a cheerful tune.
What does it mean? Why is it so?